Good evening from Jackson Field as the Lansing Lugnuts are back home to take on the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Adam Jackson with you tonight on a hot Tuesday evening on June 14th, 2022. The Lansing Lugnuts come in 22-35, 11-16 at home this year, and they take on the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, who are also 22-35. Before we look ahead to this series, let's go back to what happened just this past week in West Michigan, where the Nuts were able to get a series finale victory, and that's a season series finale victory. They were down 2-0 heading into the eighth inning, and Lansing turned the tide on West Michigan, scoring two in the eighth inning and then one more in the ninth inning, and they upended the Whitecaps 3-2 to get an even split for the week of three apiece and an even split for the season series. The Lugnuts won 9, the Whitecaps won 9, as they have completed their 18 games in the regular season. That was an impressive win for the Nuts because the same thing had happened to them the night before. On Saturday, Lansing led 2-0 heading into the sixth inning, where West Michigan got a run back, and then into the ninth we win on Saturday night. And West Michigan, for the second time this year, just as Lansing has done a couple of times against the Whitecaps, walked off the Nuts with two runs in the ninth. So West Michigan got the victory 3-2 on Saturday. Lansing got the last laugh on Sunday 3-2 as well. Joey Estes was back, returning from the IL. He pitched the first two innings of that game, gave up two hits, no runs, with a walk and a couple of strikeouts. Shohei Tomioka also performed well, giving up the only two runs and had a strikeout. And then the bullpen was excellent. Brock Whittlesey, Kumar Nambiar, Angelo Infante shut things down over the final 3 2/3, keeping West Michigan scoreless and allowing only one base hit between the three. In terms of offense for the Nuts in that series finale, it was Lawrence Butler providing it late, getting the base hit in the seventh and then a triple with two outs in the ninth before he was batted in on an infield single from Lázaro Armenteros. So with that victory on Sunday, again, Lansing now 22 wins on the season as they come into their 58th game of the year. And the good news for the Nuts, they're back at home. Three of the last four series for Lansing have been away, beginning with a trip to Midland to take on the Loons, then following that up by going to Beloit and West Michigan, with Cedar Rapids in between, who happens to lead the Western Division. Well, they will get two straight weeks at home, beginning with the Tin Caps and followed up by the Sky Carp of Beloit next week. So coming into this series, it's the second meeting this year between the Tin Caps and the Lugnuts. Lansing actually lost 5 of 6 to Fort Wayne here back in April. So the Lugnuts looking for some revenge here. Well, the Tin Caps, they come in after a tough loss on Sunday against Lake County. They had a no-hitter heading into the eighth inning, up 3-0, but then gave up 5 runs.
In the blind spot for 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
It's a hot one tonight at Jackson Field. Thanks for joining us from Michigan State Capitol. Adam Jackson with you as Jesse Goldberg-Strassler away on assignment with the A's. Jesse making his major league debut tonight, tomorrow, and Thursday from Fenway Park. So make sure you catch the A's and the Sox from out in Boston. But here in Michigan, it's the Lansing Lugnuts and the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Phil Pohl and Brian Esposito, the first-year managers, each exchanging their lineup card as we will give you the starting lineups, beginning with the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, who come in 22-35. Corey Rozier leads off, the left fielder. Robert Hassel III, who had a two-run shot in the series finale against Lake County on Sunday, is in center field batting second. Lucas Dunn is at third, hitting third. Brandon Valenzuela, the catcher, hitting cleanup. Jared Dale is at short, batting fifth. Matthew Acosta is in right field, hitting sixth. Jack Stronach is at first base, batting seventh. Calvin Melion is at second and hitting eighth. And Augustine Ruiz, the DH, rounding out the order tonight for the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Rozier, Hassel III, Dunn, Valenzuela, Dale, Acosta, Stronach, Melion, and Ruiz the 9 tonight for the Tin Caps, who support the left-hander Robert Gasser with that 22-35 record. On the other side for the Lansing Lugnuts, also at 22-35 under first-year head coach Phil Pohl. Pitching coach Don Schulze, hitting coach Javier Godard, assistant hitting coach Craig Conklin. Tonight's lineup looks like this. Drew Swift is batting second, playing shortstop. Tyler Soderstrom is at first, batting third. Jared McDonald in the cleanup spot for just the second time this year. He's catching. Lawrence Butler is in right field, and he is swinging fifth. Denzel Clark, promoted and making his Midwest League debut, is batting sixth and playing center field. Lázaro Armenteros, the DH, batting seventh. Aribiel Angeles is at second and hitting eighth. Joshuan Wright rounds out the order. He's at third. Maciel, Swift, Soderstrom, McDonald, Butler, Clark, Armenteros, Angeles, and Wright. And they support the right-hander, Osvaldo Berríos. A lot of changes to the Lugnuts roster, and the most notable, of course, three have been promoted. Congratulations to the two pitchers, Jeff Criswell and Hogan Harris, each elevated to Midland. And how about the former first overall pick by the A's a few years back? Austin Beck makes his debut with the Midland Rockhounds as well. All three of those up to Double A. And in terms of them going to Double A, then up from Stockton comes Denzel Clark making his Midwest League debut as he starts in center field tonight. Both teams are out front of the dugouts. Fort Wayne up the left side in the red uniforms while the Lugnuts in the home whites. And we are ready for tonight's national anthem to open up this six-game set between Fort Wayne and Lansing. Let's send it down to the field for tonight's singing of the national anthem. And there's tonight's national anthem here from Jackson Field as it is a hot one, 84 degrees. It feels upwards of around 90. It's going to be pretty hot here the next couple of days from Michigan State Capitol, but it's a beautiful evening for baseball. Light blue skies, not many clouds. Up there, it is all sun, and it's a hot one for Lansing and Fort Wayne series opener, their second series this year, as the Tin Caps won 5 of 6 in that opener. Tonight's starting pitcher is Osvaldo Berríos. He will make his 11th appearance this year and 10th start for the Nuts. He's gone 15 1/3 innings this year. He's given up 9 home runs, 22 walks, 41 strikeouts. Opponents batting just up over 300 against him. He has struggled in his last two starts specifically, giving up 8 and 7 runs in 4 1/3 and 4 2/3 against Cedar Rapids. And then just last week against West Michigan. Unfortunately, the Nuts have lost 8 straight with Osvaldo pitching. You have to go back to the middle of April at West Michigan, the last time and only time he picked up a victory, or the Lugnuts picked up a victory with him on the mound. So hopefully they can get one tonight, as we'll send it down for the two most important words in baseball. Well, play ball indeed as the Nuts and the Tin Caps getting ready to battle here on a hot Tuesday evening from Michigan State Capitol. Corey Rozier leads off to face the Nuts. Stepping in from the left side of the box. And here comes Osvaldo Berríos, his first pitch of the night. Just off the outside part of the plate, ball one. 7:04 tonight's starting time. Second pitch from Berríos. Hit back off the netting. One ball and one strike on Corey Rozier. 48th game this year for Rozier, batting .213. A few triples, doubles, and home runs. The pitch smacked over the left side of the diamond and down. Fair heading towards the wall. Maciel chases it around first and into second goes Rozier. He's got a double to lead this one off. Much of the same for Fort Wayne in that first series against Lansing. They cruised, slashing .295, .374, and .560 with a .934 team OPS and knocked in 11 home runs. That was the series that Joshua Mears went off. He was named Midwest League's Player of the Week. He's no longer with the Tin Caps the second time around. Here's Robert Hassel III. First pitch is up high and outside, ball one. Osvaldo Berríos, a fastball slider and a changeup for the right-hander, 6'1", 220-pound, 22-year-old from Puerto Rico. He comes set from the stretch, peaks at second and throws. That's wallop foul down the left field side. Valenzuela batting .226 through his first 46 games. 37 hits, 7 doubles, 4 home runs for the lefty. The pitch popped up, left side of the diamond, back goes right into foul territory. Swift coming over, it's right, and it tips off of his glove as he runs towards the bullpen area. Just couldn't quite get there. He was fighting from sun, then into the shadows over there from the Pepsi porch. And right in front of the onlookers there in the crowd, just beyond the Fort Wayne bullpen area. Missed opportunity there, but a tough long run for Joshua Wright from his third base position. Berríos set from the stretch, throws home. That's in there, strike two. 1-0, Fort Wayne leading on back-to-back doubles to open the game from Rozier and Hassel III. Berríos comes set, and the pitch home. Slider misses low and inside, 2 balls, 2 strikes. He got Lucas Dunn with 3 straight strikes for the first out of the game. Berríos out of Puerto Rico, signed in the 20th round back in 2017. The pitch, that's kicked back up towards the Swedes. And it remains 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pretty decent crowd on hand tonight as we come back to Jackson Field for the next couple of weeks. Lugnuts away on the west side of the state last week, splitting with the Whitecaps. But now back for 12 straight. The pitch lifted foul down the left field side. And we'll do the 2-2 once again. Berríos leans in, trying to figure out the right pitch here against Valenzuela. 2-ball, 2-strike count. And he throws. Jammed him, popped up, third base side, foul territory. Wright looks like he has room and does. Reaches above his head, makes the catch. 2 outs. So Wright couldn't quite catch the first one, but he's able to get this second one. Let's take you around the diamond here in this first inning. The Lugnuts with Gabriel Maciel in left, Denzel Clark in his Midwest League and Lansing Lugnuts debut in center. Lawrence Butler is in right. Jared McDonald out there with Osvaldo Berríos and Drew Swift as they all get on the same page. In the infield, Joshua Wright at third with Drew Swift at short. Eurybio Angeles at second. Tyler Soderstrom, the first baseman tonight. And then the battery of Osvaldo Berríos and Jared McDonald. With two outs, here's Jared Dale. 1-0 lead for Fort Wayne. The pitch flies away, ball one. Two doubles to begin this game for the Tin Caps from Rozier, and then Hassel the third has got them out to a 1-0 lead. Second pitch, that's low and outside. Two balls, no strikes. Dale with his 2.06 average through his first 54 games. Couple home runs, couple triples, 18 driven in. The pitch, up and in. Three balls, no strikes on Dale. The right-handed 6'1", 195-pounder out of Melbourne, Australia. Spent time last year with single-A Lake Elsinore. Next pitch in there, strike one. Dale signed as a free agent back in 2017. Long, lanky build from the gray pants tucked just below the kneecaps. Here's a 3-1 pitch from Berríos. Hard hit, past the diving Swift at shortstop into left field. They wave around Hassel. The throw will not come to the plate. It's a 2-0 lead for Fort Wayne in the first. RBI single for Jared Dale. Nineteenth driven in run this year by Jared Dale. And he did it getting ahead. Three balls to none before Berríos trying to get back in the count. Now Don Schulze will march out to the mound and gather with the infield to try and settle things down here as Fort Wayne again coming in here trying to do what they did back in April. That series in April was a surprising one because Fort Wayne and Lansing both were slumping at the time. Fort Wayne took the first two games, scoring 19 runs in the first two games of that series. They then scored 13 twice and then won 6-2 as well. In between that, Lansing, the one day they were able to hold up Fort Wayne's offense, they won a 2-0 victory in the third game of that series. But that was it, as the Tin Caps, the High A affiliate of the San Diego Padres, took 5-6 back in late April. The pitch, in there, strike one. That's a good start against Matthew Acosta. 240 average through 21 games this year. Three doubles, couple home runs, six driven in with seven walks and 19 strikeouts for the lefty. Throw back to first, Tyler Soderstrom grabs it, but no tag applied there on Dale. 2-0 Fort Wayne in the top of the first. Berríos just trying to get that final out here with a runner at first and two away. The pitch, swing and a miss, 87 there on the gun, and it's strike two. We've talked about this a lot with Berríos as he tries to mix in the other pitch, the pitches. Not going to blow you away with his stuff, but he's going to have to hit the zone. The pitch, up high, one ball, two strikes. Osvaldo, the 20th rounder back in 2017, signed away from Alabama State University, where he was committed to play collegiately. 1-2. Hard hit on the ground, though. Scooped up by Angeles on one hop. Wings to first. Soderstrom has it, and that'll do it in this first inning for Fort Wayne. They get three hits, two doubles from Rozier and Hassel, and an RBI single from Dale. 2-0 Fort Wayne. Lansing coming to the plate for the first time when we return to Jackson Field.
How much someone drinks.
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcos Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go nuts.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Back here for the bottom of the first inning. Thanks for joining us tonight from Jackson Field. First pitch to Gabriel Maciel is in there. Strike one as he's squared to bunt. It's 2-0 Fort Wayne as we bring you back to the bottom of the first. Robert Gasser, the left-hander on the hill for Fort Wayne. Turns and the next pitch. That's up high, outside. One ball, one strike. Gabriel Maciel, the team leader for the Nuts with a .324 batting average. Coming in through the first 20 games of the season for the switch hitter. The pitch home. Way inside as he straightens up. Two balls and one strike on Maciel. Gasser sets and the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a foul tap by Maciel back to the screen. Two balls, two strikes. The lefty on the hill, Robert Gasser. Former University of Houston pitcher, was the 71st overall pick last year in the second round. A pitch home. That bends way inside, and Maciel again has to lunge out of the way. Three balls, two strikes. Fastball, slider, and a changeup for the lefty. 23-year-old Robert Gasser. 6'1", 185-pounder, turns and throws. Inside, ball four. He just missed with the fastball, and Maciel has earned a leadoff walk. 2-0 Fort Wayne in the bottom of the first. Let's take you around the diamond with the Tin Caps. Corey Rozier is in left. Robert Hassel, the third, in center. Matthew Acosta in right. Lucas Dunn and Jared Dale are at third and short. Calvin Melian and here's Drew Swift. First pitch is sprayed foul down the first base side, out of play. Strike one. Brandon Valenzuela behind the plate, and Robert Gasser, the lefty, wearing number 20 on the hill tonight for Fort Wayne. It is a hot one, 84 degrees, and real feel is up over 90 degrees tonight in Michigan State Capitol. 0-1, swing and a miss by Swift. No balls, two strikes. Drew comes in, the leading steals getter for the Nuts, so hoping that he can get on. 8 stolen bases this year. Swift batting .271. Next pitch misses, 1-2. Drew just had his 7-game hitting streak go to the wayside on Sunday as he wasn't able to get aboard in that finale against the Whitecaps. 1-2, throw back to first, and they've got Maciel picked off. Easy tag on the helmet of Gabriel Maciel by Jack Stronach. An excellent move by the lefty Gasser. And there's one away. Well, Maciel just got caught there, and he didn't even make it back to the bag before he was tagged out. 1-2. That slides inside. Two balls, two strikes. Swift with those black socks pulled up. All white uniforms tonight for the Nuts. White tops, white pants with lug nuts across the chest in red. 2-2. That shot sharp foul down the right side of Jackson Field. 407 out to center. 330 down the left field line. 337 to right where it climbs to a 23-foot tall wall in both corners. The pitch home. Back off the netting. Good battle here from Swift, as that's the sixth pitch the right-hander has seen. Former Arizona State Sun Devil. Lansing this year just 3-10 against left-handed pitchers. Fouled back. Remains two balls and two strikes. 18-25 against right-handed starters. So a smaller sample size because they've only seen 13 left-handed starters, but they have struggled. 2-2. Fastball fouled back. Good battle here from Drew Swift. Getting ready to see his ninth pitch from Robert Gasser. Gasser sets, turns, and throws. Breaking ball loops away, and it's 3-2. Pitch will be the 10th of the at-bat. Here it comes from Gasser. Swing and a foul tip held onto by Valenzuela, and it ends in a strikeout. An excellent battle there for Swift, but just couldn't quite catch up to the fastball. And there's two away. So with two outs, here comes the top prospects in the A's org, second by Major League Baseball's Pipeline organization that rated him in this organization. Tyler Soderstrom takes the pitch outside, ball one. Tyler's the number one rated A's prospect, still according to Fangraphs and Keith Law's rankings of The Athletic. Just hit his 11th home run last week in West Michigan. 1-0. Waves and misses at that. Strike one as it flew out of the zone. 2-0 Fort Wayne. We're in this first inning. Gasser comes set. Stalls and throws. Swing and a miss. Another breaking ball, and Soderstrom out in front of it. And it's 1-2. That slider is looking good early for Gasser. Kenny comes set. Slider in there. Strike three. Went back to it three straight times. Got three strikes. And Soderstrom is disposed just like Swift. And that will do it for the Nuts. They get a leadoff walk from Maciel, but he gets picked off. We head to the second. 2-0. Fort Wayne leading Lansing.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
First pitch of the second inning is flied out to left field. Maciel comes in, makes the catch. And Jack Stronach is retired on the first pitch of this second inning. So a much better start here to the second for Osvaldo Berríos than that first inning where he gave up back-to-back doubles. 2-0, Fort Wayne leading in this second inning. Adam Jackson with you tonight from Jackson Field. right in the heart of Michigan State Capitol. First pitch, that's in there. High strike one called on Calvin Malayan. 7-8-9 due up in this second frame against Barrios. Time called by home plate umpire Jared Molman. Clyburn Rondon is the bases umpire tonight. Next pitch, and that's low and outside with the slider. One ball, one strike. Barrios sets and throws. Down low, two balls and a strike on Calvin Malayan. 222 average for the righty. Next pitch, fly back up over the netting. Two balls, two strikes. This the 10th game for Malayan. Is he just coming in here for Fort Wayne? One home run, one RBI driven in on his young season. The pitch. On the ground, over towards third. Gets past right. Scooped up by Swift. Throws on the run. One hop. Down with Soderstrom to grab it. But they say no. Safe the call as Malayan beat it out. A good effort by Drew Swift. And Tyler Soderstrom looked surprised that he caught the ball. Remember, fighting the sun. Is that plays a role here through the first few innings of the ball game here at Jackson Field as it sets... sets just beyond the third base line. First pitch flied away by Augustine Ruiz. That's out of play. Strike one. 2-0. Fort Wayne leading. We're in the top of the second. Ruiz has struggled to just two for his first 33, but those two home runs. The pitch. Hard hit right side and down for a base hit. It's picked up by Butler. He quickly guns it into second, and Swift, a jumping grab just beyond second to keep that one from going out towards left field. Back-to-back base hits for the 8 and 9 hitters in this tin cap order. So Malayan at second, Ruiz at first. Go back to the top of the order for Rozier and Hassel. Tin Caps looking to add on already to a 2-0 lead here at Jackson Field. Righty on lefty matchup. Here's Barrios' pitch. On the ground could be two. Angeles turns, throws to second to Swift. One back to first. A little bit late, and Soderstrom had to come off the bag at first. So they just settled for the one. As Rozier safe at first. Malayan over to third. It was a long throw over to second for Angeles as he caught it right in his second base position. Got it to Swift, but just too much speed there for Corey Rozier up the line. And now Robert Hassel III steps to the plate. He had an RBI double in his first at-bat. 2-0 Fort Wayne, threatening with runners at the corners and two outs. Pitch one. Slider jumps inside. One ball, no strikes. Barrios set, and the second pitch. Good changeup at 86. Had Hassel out in front of it. One ball, one strike. 2-0 Fort Wayne with those two runs in the first. Barrios trying to get a zero up on the board here in the second. Next pitch. Inside corner, strike two, and he's ahead. A ball and two strikes. A couple of good pitches to Hassel. He goes with the changeup and then spots a fastball on the inner part of the plate. Now options here on 1-2. The righty throws. Runner takes off. It's hit to second. Angeles to his left. Has it. Twirls to first and throws in time to Soderstrom to beat Hassel up the line and leave two-third. No runs come in against Barrios after a couple of hits. We head to the home half of the second. 2-0, Fort Wayne leading at Jackson Field.
Makes essential workers essential.
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Well, one pitch and one out as we bring you back to you tonight from Jackson Field. Jared McDonald flied out to the first baseman, Jack Stronach, and he reached over the railing and caught it for the first down. Here's Lawrence Butler. And the first pitch in there, strike one. 2-0, Fort Wayne leading in the bottom of the second. Appreciate you spending your Tuesday evening with us from Michigan State Capitol. Gasser's pitch. That's in there on the outside corner. No balls, two strikes. We will meet the newest Lansing Lugnut who waits on deck. That's Denzel Clark set to come up after Lawrence Butler. 0-2. Slider away. Good sweeping stop by Brandon Valenzuela as he just kicked his glove out there and plucked that one off the dirt. Butler has been outstanding. Average now up to 245 on 8 game on base streak coming into tonight. The pitch. Swung on and fouled back off the netting. One ball, two strikes for Butler. It was his two hits late that sparked that comeback rally against West Michigan on Sunday. Lansing trailed 2-0 heading to the eighth. They ended up winning 3-2 with two runs in the eighth, one in the ninth. This pitch jetted out to left field. On the run, Rozier over his head as it one hops the wall. Butler's around first. He cruises into second as Lawrence Butler stays hot with his 10th double this season. Just a pretty inside-out swing the other way. And now here comes the newest Lansing Lugnut, Denzel Clark. The fourth-round selection last year out of Cal State Northridge by the A's. Has spent his time with Stockton. And after 42 games gets the promotion up here to High A's. Had quite the season over in Stockton. Holds that bat high. The first pitch is in there, strike one. The 22-year-old through 42 games had 46 hits, batted 295. 8 walks, 7 home runs, 2 triples. The pitch, swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. They are fascinated with Clark, a guy out of Toronto, Ontario, that didn't start playing baseball till about 10 years old. So a little bit behind in terms of mechanics, but such raw talent. Next pitch, breaking ball in there, and that's strike three. So Clark's opening at bat for a Lugnut goes down with a looking strikeout. And there are two outs for Lázaro Armenteros. Third strikeout for Robert Gasser. 2-0, Fort Wayne, bottom second. Lawrence Butler at second for Armenteros. The pitch, fastball up and out, ball one. 92 the gun reads on that fastball from the lefty Gasser. Armenteros had a nice ending to that series. 10 at-bats, and he had four hits, including a double and a home run, drove in five for Lansing in West Michigan. Next pitch, strike called on the inner half of the plate. Armenteros drove in Butler to win that game for the Nuts in the ninth inning on Sunday. Then Angelo Infante shut things down in the bottom of the ninth. 1-1, swing and a miss on the changeup. And Armenteros behind in the count, 1-2. His average up to .236 through 33 games. A couple doubles and seven home runs for the right-handed slugger, Lázaro Armenteros. 1-2. Fastball up, 2-2. That Lawrence Butler double, the first hit tonight against Gasser. He allowed a walk to Maciel in the first, the double here to Butler in the second. Lugnuts looking for their first run. The pitch, swing and a miss. That slider right under the hands coming in on Armenteros. Four strikeouts for Gasser, and he looks good through two. We'll head to the third, nothing.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country, and tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Back here for the top of the third inning at the home of the Lansing Lugnuts, Jackson Field. Thanks so much for spending your Tuesday evening with us. It's 2-0 Fort Wayne, and Osvaldo Berríos comes back out for the third. First pitch to Lucas Dunn is skied out to center field. Denzel Clark going back to his right, circling, and he's got his first out as a Lansing Lugnut as he makes the catch. And there's one away. Well, if you follow us on Twitter, I've tweeted out the... First pitch swinging, Angeles rips the ball down the left field line. He's around first and cruising into second. And the Lansing Lugnuts have their leadoff man on, a double, the second tonight by a Nut, to open up this third inning. Adam Jackson with you, where Fort Wayne leads 2-0 in this third inning. Maybe some momentum here for the Nuts after Berríos was able to work a 1-2-3 third. Only took him five pitches. Now the Nuts offense trying to get going as Joshuan Wright comes up as well. 8-9-1. Gabriel Maciel will follow. Comes the first pitch. Wright squares to bunt, takes a called strike one. Game 58 this year for the Lansing Lugnuts against the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Turn back to second. Angeles walks back to the bag. Lugnuts had three players promoted today as they head up to Double-A. The pitch, swing and a miss from Joshuan Wright. No balls, two strikes. Wright batting 190 this year through 27 games. He's looking for his first base hit, though, in June. 0 for his first 20. He'd love to get it right now to try and help cut into this two-run deficit. The pitch, swinging a foul ball off the fencing of the third base side dugout. No balls, two strikes. Have to say congratulations to Jeff Criswell, Hogan Harris, and Austin Beck, all climbing the ladder and off to Double-A Midlands. How about that? Three guys that were exceptional this year. 0-2. That's outside. One ball, two strikes. Jeff Criswell, 58 strikeouts in his 10 starts, and he had an ERA below 3 in the month of May. And Hogan Harris coming back after injuries have prolonged his outings the last couple of years. Ground ball foul, third base side. 1-2. He was unable to go for the last couple of years. Then you had the COVID year, so they wanted to ease him back in. So he didn't pitch a ton, but in 7 starts, he struck out 18 and walked 7, allowing just 2 earned runs. So the two starters, Harris and Criswell, off to Double-A. The pitch, hard hit, foul again. Look out, just below the Pepsi porch. That was rocketed in there by Wright. And it remains 1-2. And then Austin Beck, the first overall pick by the A's back in 2017. They took him sixth overall. 1-2 pitch, kicked back off the netting, and it remains a ball and two strikes. And this year for Beck, batted just short of .250, on-base percentage up over .300, OPS .743. Second on this Lansing team with 8 home runs behind the only Tyler Soderstrom. 36 for 146, and he is off to Midland as well. 1-2, lifted out to center, not deep. Hassel comes over to his right, gets behind it to time it up, and Angeles flukes like he's going to run to third and stays put. There's one away in the third. Well, it was a good at-bat there from Wright, who, again, has just had some struggles to open up the month of June, but weak contact there in the end. Now back to the top of the order for Gabriel Mascio. So, again, congratulations to Jeff Criswell, Hogan Harris, and Austin Beck, the three latest Lansing Lugnuts to head up to Double-A Midland as they will go down to Midland, Texas. The pitch, that's up high and outside, ball one. So with three players going up, Lansing Lugnuts have gained a couple. We've talked about Denzel Clark as he's batting sixth tonight in center field. The pitch, that's kicked back off the netting. One ball, one strike. The other, Charles Hall, has come up from the ACL as well. Remember, Charles was with the Nuts at the back end of their bullpen and a reliable arm last year. The Virginia native back with the Nuts. And we'll see if we see him in the upcoming days. Should help bolster up the back end of the pen where Lansing has had some struggles this year, although they looked great on Sunday in that victory against West Michigan. Our three arms shut down the Whitecaps. 1-1. Swing and a miss by Maciel ahead of that 88-mile-an-hour pitch from the lefty Gasser, and it remains a ball, two strikes. 2-0 Fort Wayne. We're in the bottom of the third at Jackson Field. Mascio with those black socks pulled up, red ankle guard on that front left foot. The pitch, waits on the breaking ball, skies it deep to center, but Hassel tracking as he backs up, makes the catch above his head. Again, Angeles fakes to third. The throw right on line to third, and there's two outs. So that'll leave it up to Drew Swift here in the bottom of the third with Fort Wayne in front by a deuce. Swift steps in that 6 foot, 165 pound frame, the 23-year-old. Waits from the right side, and the pitch home. Loops in there, strike one. Gasser's slider has looked excellent tonight, and he's thrown it up high for a few different times, called strikes. That's how we got Tyler Soderstrom, who waits on deck. The 0-1. Again, up high and outside corner, strike two. Fastball, slider, and a change for Gasser. Second time pitching against Lansing this year. Threw back on April 20th, and he threw five scoreless in that game. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball fouled off this time by Swift as it came in on the wrists. Fort Wayne was up 5-0 through five in that game, and then it was Gasser that left, and Lansing came nearly all the way back. They ended up losing 9-7. That is the still only official victory this season for Gasser. 0-2. Fastball at 97, way too tall. One ball, two strikes on Drew Swift. Swift K'd in his first at-bat, went around swinging. Foul tipped it into the glove. That a 10-pitch AB. 1-2. Swinging a weak bouncer to second. Meleon charges, flips to first, and that'll do it for the Nuts. So again, they get a double for a second straight half inning. Angeles this time, but he's stranded at second after a couple of flyouts and a ground out. Let's head to the top of the fourth. Lansing trailing Fort Wayne 2-0 from Jackson Field.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Top of the fourth inning, Lansing trailing Fort Wayne 2-0. Adam Jaxa with you tonight. And the first pitch already an out. Second time that's happened tonight. Matthew Acosta grounds out to Tyler Soderstrom at first. Took it there unassisted. So Jack Stronach now digs in from the left side. The kick and the pitch. That's a little bit low, perhaps maybe a little wide. One ball, no strike to Stronach. Flied out to right, or to left rather, in his first at bat. Next pitch. That one strikes the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Balls and strikes called by Jared Molman tonight. Clyburn Rondon is the bases umpire in this series. The pitch. That misses. 2-1. Stronach has had an excellent June so far, batting a team best 323 this month through 10 games. 2-1. On the ground, now bounces up to Tyler Soderstrom. Head high, he'll take it again to the bag himself. Two away. So a couple of balls to Tyler Soderstrom on the right side of the diamond, and all of a sudden, Berríos has settled in. Six straight retired by the righty out of Puerto Rico. And Calvin Malian stands in the way of a 1-2-3 fourth. Here's the pitch home. That's in there, strike one. 94 on the fastball from Berríos. Second pitch from the righty. Way outside, and it skips off the glove and to the backstop. One ball, one strike. I tell you, when Berríos is, he is on with his pitches in terms of locating. He does a nice job. He's just been inconsistent in that department this year, and that's why the numbers are so high. 1-1. Sent out to left field, hanging up on a line drive and caught side pocket by Maciel. He just kind of took a two gliding steps to his left and eased up and let that one come right into the glove to his left hip. And that's going to do it for the fourth. Seven straight set down by Osvaldo Berríos. And we head to the bottom of the fourth. 2-0, Fort Wayne leading Lansing.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcos Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go Nuts!
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
First pitch is a called strike to Tyler Soderstrom as he swung away and couldn't come up with it as we bring you back to the bottom of the fourth. Next pitch to Soderstrom down low and outside. One ball, one strike on the big lefty for the Nuts. Batting 221 this year, 11 home runs, 36 driven in. The pitch, checked it and went around, and a looping slider. Soderstrom disappointed that he couldn't hold up there. That's been the difficult pitch for the Lugnuts hitters to read tonight out of the lefty arm slot of Robert Gasser. The 1-2. Again, the slider. This time, Soderstrom does hold up and doesn't go around. Two balls, two strikes. Tin Caps leading 2-0 thanks to the two early doubles in that first inning. The pitch. Reached on down the third base side. Coming to the line. Done. And it gets by him into shallow left field. Goes into the bullpen area. Soderstrom just stays put at first, but he reaches with a base hit the other way. We've seen that a few different times this year for Tyler Soderstrom, where he doesn't try and do too much and just takes it the other way, almost playing against the shift. And that was kind of a swinging bunt that just slowly rolled down the third base side. 46th hit this year for Soderstrom. Now Jared McDonald's turn. First pitch fastball zips in on the inside corner. Strike one. 2-0 Fort Wayne. We're in the bottom of the fourth at Jackson Field on a sun-filled Tuesday. Mid-80s Tuesday evening as we just get set to hit the 8 o'clock hour. Next pitch outside. One ball, one strike on McDonald. He's 0-1 tonight. He flied out on his first pitch that he saw. It was a great grab by Jack Stronach over the railing, the first base side. This pitch lifted out to left. Rozier is there. Gallops a couple of steps back. Now comes over to his right. Makes the catch into the shade out there and left. One away. Well, Lansing has consistently gotten one man on in all four half innings. They walked in the first inning. Maciel then was picked off. Butler doubled. Anjeles doubled. Those in the second and the third. And then a leadoff single for Tyler Soderstrom here in the fourth. But no one has come home yet. Maybe Lawrence Butler can do it. He's been red hot. The pitch home. Down low, ball one. Lawrence now a nine-game on-base streak after the double in that second inning. His average up to 249. Five home runs, 27 driven in. He's got Soderstrom at first. Home run would tie it. 1-0. Looping pitch up high and inside. Two balls, no strikes. Know about the raw athleticism of Lawrence Butler and that bat when it gets hot. We saw it at the end of last year when he came up for the Nuts. The 2-0. That's up high and outside. Three balls and no strikes. Butler in the month of June batting .333 in 11 games with seven runs scored, 14 hits, two doubles, two triples, a homer, and six driven in. That'll do. The pitch. In there, strike one, and it's three balls and a strike on the lefty. So a good start to the month of June for Lawrence Butler after he hit .258 in May. At strike two on the outside corner as he's called back, getting ready to discard the elbow pads and walk up to first base. Lawrence batted just .158 in April. He's heated up, though, as with the weather. 3-2 pitch coming. Up high, ball four. He held the bat back, and he will head to first base. And a couple of words for Jared Molman there as he takes off his equipment and gets ready to jog up to first. And the Lugnuts, for the first time tonight, have two on. Butler still displeased that that pitch before hadn't been called ball four. All right, here's Denzel Clark's second at bat with the Nuts. High arcing pitch, misses inside, ball one. Denzel Clark moved up from Stockton, the fourth round pick last year from the Athletics. The pitch, 1-0 is on the outside corner. One ball and one strike. Keith Law writes, Clark was one of the best athletes in the college position player crop in last year's draft, but ended up in the fourth round in part due to a limited track record of performance. Next pitch, flied foul, 1-2. As a junior at Cal State Northridge, she took a big jump, batting .324 and slash .445 and .570, up from his freshman year in 2019. 6'5", 220, great size. The pitch, hard hit on the ground. One ball, two strikes, but don't be fooled by his size. He's got excellent speed as well. He swiped 14 bags in 16 attempts in Stockton this year. So he's got pop. He's got good size, but he's got excellent speed and playing in center field tonight. 1-2 pitch. High bouncing ball to third. Backing up on it is Dunn. Runs over, tags third. He'll have no throw as Clark speeds down the line. Two outs in the fourth. Lawrence Butler advances to second. So it'll be up to Lázaro Armenteros with two outs. 2-0 2-0 Fort Wayne leading Lansing. The pitch, that's in there, strike one. Lansing lost five of the first six to Fort Wayne back in April. They would love to get some payback in this series, but they've got to get some offense going and shut down here at home so far. 0-1. That jumps inside. Good stop by Valenzuela. One ball, one strike. Armenteros struck out swinging in his first at bat. .233 average, seven homers, 14 driven in for the righty. Butler at second, Clark at first. Good speed on the bases for the Nuts. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Armenteros fooled badly on that 87-mile-an-hour change. A lot of swings and misses tonight from Robert Gasser. Former man out of Houston that had quite the journey. 1-2. Slider down low. Two balls, two strikes. Out of Oak Ridge High School in El Dorado Hills, California. Gasser started at New Mexico in 2018, but then decided to transfer to Delta College. The pitch, runners take off. It's a double steal, and both nuts advance. Clark to second, Butler to third. No throw on the play from Valenzuela, as that was a slider low and in. He couldn't find it anyway. And the aggression on the base paths pay off for Phil pulling the nuts. And now a base hit here from Armenteros. And this could be a tied game. Two balls, two strikes. Runners at second and third with two outs. The pitch on the ground towards short. Charging is Dale. Scoops it up, throws to first, and just beats Armenteros by a step. And Lansing will leave both Butler and Clark stranded at second and third as we head to the fifth, 2-0, Fort Wayne leading at Jackson Field at the first of six this week between these two teams.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them. Just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Back here in the top of the fifth, the first pitch from Osvaldo Barrios darts in for strike one on Agustin Ruiz. 2-0, Fort Wayne shutting out Lansing so far, but Barrios has looked good. That second pitch fouled back off the netting. No balls, two strikes. Gave up those two runs in the first, then had to get out of trouble with runners at the corners. In the second, did so, and now he's set down seven straight. The 0-2. That comes in and hits the back of Agustin Ruiz. Well, that's how things can turn around here in a hurry. That's the nine-hitter you're up 0-2 on, and just one that got away. Unfortunate there for Barrios. So now it's Corey Rozier, Robert Hassel, and Lucas Dunn, the top three in the order tonight for the Tin Caps in those away red alternate unis with the gray pants and the green batting helmets. The pitch on the ground, stopped on a backhand, the throw from right over to second, and he gets the force out. Wright lost his balance as that ball got to him quickly, had to backhand and then throw it over to second as he was falling backwards, but made the play. It's the only play that Wright had because he didn't have the momentum or the posture to get that thing over to first. Heck of a play by Joshuan. A 5-6 put out as Swift got over there to cover. Now Robert Hassel the third. The pitch on the ground to second, could be two. Angeles turns his hip, the second to Swift, guns it to first, double play. Well executed up the middle, 4-6-3, and that's a 1-2-3 fifth for Osvaldo Barrios. So he works around the HBP. We head to the bottom of the fifth. Lansing trying to get going. They trail 2-0 against Fort Wayne.
Wow. makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Well, we are flying here tonight already and out in the bottom of the fifth inning. Angeles on a couple of strikes, lines one out to left. I mean, they're starting these half innings 20 seconds before that pitch clock is counted down. This first pitch to Josh Juan Wright is fouled back, strike one. He's trying to get this game moving along, and it certainly is. 2-0, Fort Wayne leading. We're in the bottom of the fifth. Josh Juan Wright trying to get aboard here as Lansing's looking for a run. The pitch home, flies in, strike two on the slider from Robert Gasser. He's looked good, giving up just a few hits to the Nuts. Had four strikeouts. The 0-2. Up high, ball one. His four strikeouts came in the first two half innings. Hasn't had one in the last two half innings. Lugnuts had runners at second and third last inning. 1-2. On the ground towards first. Backhand sliding stop by Stronach. Throws back to the pitcher, but Gasser can't get there in time as Wright beats it out. An infield single. Wright's first hit in the month of June. Well, you knew it was going to be a tough play because Stronach was shifted over about 15 to 20 paces at first base. So he actually, when he dove to knock that ball down on the middle of the infield grass, he was almost halfway between first and second. So it was a long throw and long run back to first for Gasser. And Wright has excellent speed, beats it out. No chance there. That's the fourth hit tonight for the Nuts. And that's a good way to turn it over for Gabriel Maciel. The pitch squares to bunt. Slider taken, strike one at the knees. 2-0, Fort Wayne. We're in the bottom of the fifth. Adam Jackson here with you tonight. Not to fret, Jesse will return on Friday for the back end of this series. The 0-1 pitch. Lifted out to right, not deep. Long run, Acosta coming in. Now slows up as he's under it, makes the catch in the shadows out in right field. Two away. Well, we still have to do some trivia tonight, so let's see if we can sneak that in with two outs and Drew Swift coming to the plate. Our trivia question tonight, with three more Lansing Lugnuts getting promoted to AA Midland, how many total Lugnuts have been promoted to Midland this year? Tonight's trivia question. Write in and let us know. The pitch instead is a throw back to first, and it's the second time the Nuts have been picked off. Josh Juan Wright didn't even see it coming, looking into the sun, and he is gone. And the nuts are gone here in the fifth. So we will head to the sixth. Again, our trivia question, how many lug nuts promoted to AA this year to Midland with three going today? Tweet at us at Adam Jaxa or email in jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Lansing trails 2-0 as we bring you back for the top of the sixth. Adam Jackson with you from Jackson Field. Already a 2-1 count as this one line jumping, rolling grab by Eusebio Angeles up the middle on Lucas Dunn. Great read by Angeles off the crack of the bat, and he holds on as he tumbles into shallow center field. One away in the sixth. Excellent grab by Eusebio Angeles. Seen him at second, at shortstop. Him and Swift up the middle tonight. What a combo. Now Brandon Valenzuela steps in. Still, Berríos working into the sixth. The pitch. That's in there, strike one. Arguably looking at one of the best performances by Berríos this year after settling in, giving up the two runs in the first. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Excellent. Low in the zone. Fastball there. And it's no balls, two strikes on Valenzuela. 2-0, Fort Wayne leading. Berríos steps and throws. Slider misses low and inside. One ball, two strikes. Last time Berríos gave up two runs or less was the last time and only time the Nuts won when he made his start this year back in mid-April. That was against West Michigan. 1-2. Popped up behind home plate. And that one coming up towards us here at the press box level. A big thud, and then back down it goes to the lower bowl. 1-2 two strikes on Valenzuela. The pitch home. Just missed nipping the outside corner. Off speed there at 87. 2-2 two strikes on Valenzuela, who's 0-2 tonight. Fort Wayne has not had a base hit since the second. 2-2 pitch. Lifted out to center field. Clark running back towards the gap. Still going on the run. Reaches out, lunging, makes the catch in stride, and braces against the right center field wall. There's that top-class speed from Denzel Clark running down the second out in this sixth inning. Well, you know you're missing a good arm and obviously a good bat in Austin Beck in center. The trade-off, excellent speed in Denzel Clark as he gets promoted from Stockton. First pitch down low, ball one to Jared Dale. Two outs, bases clear, top six. A two-run lead for Fort Wayne. Both runs coming back in that first inning against Barrios. The 1-0. Down low, two balls, no strikes. The only batter he's allowed came in that fifth inning in HBP on Augustine Ruiz when he was up 0-2. 2-0 pitch. On the ground, weakly hit towards short. Swift shuffles to his left, sidesteps, throws to first in time, and that's going to do it. A 1-2-3 frame again. Barrios walking off, please. We head to the bottom of the sixth. Lansing needs some runs. Down 2-0 at Jackson Field.
How much someone drinks.
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcos Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go nuts.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Lansing looking for some runs as we come back to the bottom of the sixth inning. The good news, they will face a new man on the mound as they trail 2-0. Drew Swift coming to the plate. Seth Mayberry, the right-hander, takes over after five scoreless from Robert Gasser. First pitch from the righty. And it slides away outside. Ball one. Five hits allowed, no runs by Gasser with one walk and four strikeouts tonight. The pitch home. High chopper off the plate towards short. Charging is Dale. Scoops up in front of second. Throws on the run and gets the speedy Swift. Excellent play by Jared Dale. One out in the sixth. Seth Mayberry this year. ERA up over 7.5 through 12 games. 15 innings pitched, he's given up 13 earned runs with 11 walks and 23 strikeouts. Here's Tyler Soderstrom. First pitch taken, strike one. Only one home run given up by Mayberry this year. Opponents batting 250 against the righty. Lansing not like them to get shut out at home. Trying to get something going. The pitch, swing and a miss. Soderstrom a big hack at that change. No balls, two strikes. Soderstrom tonight, 1-for-2. Strikeout in the first, base hit in the fourth. The offering. Swing and a miss. Again, it's that breaking ball. And again, it's a swing and a miss for Soderstrom. First strikeout tonight for Mayberry. So it's Jared McDonald that will come to the plate. Righty on righty of the 21-year-old deals. Fastball nips the outside corner, strike one. Last year, Mayberry spent time with the AZL Padres. Three appearances, 3 2/3 innings pitched was all, with five strikeouts, no walks in that short stint. 0-1. Breaking ball loops inside. One ball, one strike. And then he spent time in Lake Elsinore at the low A level. 9 appearances, 12 innings, ERA 7.5. 14 strikeouts, 6 walks. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball comes in on, catches the inner half of the plate, strike two. Out of Dinwiddie, Virginia, about 45 minutes south of Richmond. Went to Dinwiddie High School. It's produced 3 previous major leaguers. 1-2, swing and a miss, and that breaking ball is working to perfection. He gets back-to-back Ks because of it. And the Nuts go down in order in the sixth. Still no runs for Lansing. We head to the seventh. Fort Wayne 2, Lansing none at Jackson Field.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Top of the seventh inning, Fort Wayne leading 2-0. Osvaldo Berrios' first pitch of the seventh flies outside ball one to Matthew Acosta. Jack Stronach and Calvin Meleon to bat in this seventh inning. Next pitch, up high, 2 balls, no strikes. 74 pitches now thrown by Berrios, but he has gotten stronger as this game has gone on. Just 2 runs allowed back in the first. Next pitch, fly back, foul towards the sun that sets to our left here at the ballpark. 2-1. Sitting right in between Cedar and Larch, downtown Lansing at Jackson Field. 2-1. Hard hit, and a diving stop by Anjeles on the fringe of the grass. Throws low, but it's plucked out of the dirt by Soderstrom. And a highlight defensive play for Anjeles again in this seventh inning. He had a great grab in the sixth inning. And now he's got one in the seventh. Jack Stronach steps in from the left side. And the pitch home from Berrios. Fastball comes in, letter high on the outer part of the plate, strike one. Beautiful night for baseball, tacos and tall boys night on this Tuesday evening. The pitch, that's down low, 1 ball, 1 strike. Come to the park on a Tuesday, get $4 tacos and $4 16-ounce cervezas. Heck of a deal. The 1-1 pitch. Hammered out to left field, but playable for Maciel as he goes back to the track, backpedaling, and just in front of the wall makes the catch. Into the bottom of the seventh inning, but Lansing has got to get some runs. They have had hits sporadically throughout this game, 1 in the second, 1 in the third, and 1 in the fourth and the fifth. Left runner stranded on second and third in the fourth, their best opportunity tonight. And time called as we've got action down in the Lugnuts pen, and a ball gets away down in right field. Looks like it's Daniel Martinez that warms for the Nuts that may come in and take over for Osvaldo Berrios. 2 ball, 2 strike count. popped back up towards the press box, and that off the ribbon boarding in front of us. And it remains 2-2 on Lawrence Butler. Denzel Clark waits on deck. Lázaro Armenteros to follow. A double tonight for Butler. The pitch. Bends in, but just misses the outer edge of the plate, and it's 3-2. While the Lugnuts traditionally this year have had their offense come alive at home, but not tonight. 3-2. And on the hands and fouled back by Butler. And it remains 3-2. Again, we told you the six-game set between these two teams. They were high-scoring affairs the first time around. Outside of Lansing's 2-0 win, their lone win in that series. 3-2. Up high, ball four. And Lawrence has reached all three times tonight. Two walks and a double. Boy, he is seeing it well. And now it's Denzel Clark that will come to the plate. Again, that series back in April, Lansing lost 10-3, 9-7 before winning 2-0. Lost 13-9, 6-2, and 13-5. So some really high-scoring games. Here's Denzel Clark with that high standing stance. The pitch. Misses wide, throw back to first, and Butler is in safely. Ball one. If you remember Craig Counsell, the current manager for the Milwaukee Brewers, he waved that bat above his head. Kevin Youkilis, another one. That's kind of a similar stance to what Denzel Clark has. Quick throw back to first. Lugnuts don't want to get picked off again, and Butler gets back in safely. A little bit easier now that Gasser, the lefty, is off the mound, and the righty, Seth Mayberry, is up there. No one pitch. Checked it. Did he offer? No, he didn't, according to Clyburn Rondeau and the bases umpire. 2-0 on Denzel Clark as he looks for his first hit as a nut. They trail 2-0 in the seventh. Knees bent. Back and forth with his body shifting. The pitch. Swing and a miss. 2-1. And he holds that bat above his head. A long stance from the right side of the plate for the 22-year-old. At fourth-round selection last year by the A's, Denzel Clark. Two-tone bat in hand. 2-1. Cut on and fouled back. 2-2. Clark 6'5", 225. Pickering, Ontario native. The pitch. That comes way inside. And it's 3-2. Lansing has not had two guys on many times tonight. Trying to do so here with Butler at first. And a 3-2 count coming up. The pitch to Denzel Clark. Here it is from Mayberry. Up high, ball four. And Clark, oh, ball three rather. So 3-2 on Clark. So we'll do the payoff pitch one more time here. Here it is, inside, off to second goes Butler. It's ball four anyway, so they're at first and second, and there's the walk to Clark. Something he was able to do numerous times in Stockton. He drew 28 walks in his 156 at-bats. And they're going to go to the pen. Fort Wayne is with two on and nobody out in this seventh inning. Best opportunity for the Lansing Lugnuts to get some runs here. Going back to the chance that they had in the fourth inning with runners at second and third. And we'll see who Fort Wayne wants to go to here. 2-0 lead. Brian Esposito, the manager out there holding the baseball, and the new man that will be tasked to come in here. Edwin Bencomo. So Edwin Bencomo, after two walks issued by Seth Mayberry, will come in to take over. Second time that Fort Wayne has gone to the bullpen. And Bencomo has been really good this year for Fort Wayne, bringing him in an important situation. ERA 2.35 through 13 games. 26 hits allowed in 30 and a two-thirds innings, but only 8 earned runs, no home runs, only 5 walks and 29 strikeouts, and opponents batting just 230 against the right-hander Edwin Bencomo. Signed as an international free agent in 2016, he's repeating in Fort Wayne after he was with the Tin Caps last year. Out of Venezuela, the 23-year-old will have to deal with Lázaro Armenteros, who's got home run pop, and that's probably why Brian Esposito said, let's make a change here and not risk giving up the lead. Lansing has just one less hit than Fort Wayne, 4 compared to the 5 for the Tin Caps, but no runs. Fort Wayne, you go back to the first, back-to-back doubles to open the game, and you thought it might be another long night for Osvaldo Barrios. Not the case. He gave up 5 hits in the first 2 innings, hasn't given up any hits since, and no walks tonight. Only an HBP allowed between the 3rd and the 7th innings for Barrios. All right, Lázaro Armenteros trying to dig in here. The pitch. First one up, ball 1. Armenteros 0 for 2. He's certainly capable of giving Lansing the lead. That wind is blowing out towards left field at about a 10-mile-per-hour rate. 7 home runs for Armenteros this year. The pitch. Hammered over the third baseman Dunn's head into left field. Butler's being waved around. Here comes the throw from Roser. It's one hopped into the plate. Tag applied. And Valenzuela guns down Butler at the plate. Well, Phil Pohl went aggressive there and tried to score the run. And the Lugnuts run into the first out of the 7th inning. It was hit so hard that it got to Roser very quickly, even with Butler's speed, and he threw a dart to Valenzuela for the first out of the 7th. That's a tough play there for the Nuts. Instead of the bases loaded and nobody out, one out here is Butler is gunned down, a 7-2 put out. Clark advances to second. You can understand Phil Pohl, though, thinking, let's get that first run in and make this happen. Great play by Fort Wayne, though. And now Aribio Angeles steps in. 2-0 Fort Wayne leading. First and second, one away. The pitch. Angeles standing, takes strike 1. A strike 1 called at the letters. 5 doubles, a triple, a homer, and 15 driven in with 8 walks and 21 strikeouts through 27 games for Johnny Butler. Base is loaded, 1 away. Pitch 2. Swing and a miss. No balls, 2 strikes on Butler. Josh Von Wright was 1 for 2 tonight, a base hit in the 5th, and had flied out to center in the 3rd. Clark is at 3rd, Armenteros at 2nd, Angeles at 1st. A walk, a base hit, and an error, how all 3 reached. 0-2 pitch. On the outside corner, called strike 3. So Butler comes in, sees 3 pitches, and heads back to the dugout. And can't deliver that first run for Lansing. That's the first strikeout for Edwin Bencomo. Now we'll see how Lansing shuffles around their defensive alignment with Wright being substituted. Bencomo's pitch. Outside corner, strike 1 on Maciel. 2-0, Fort Wayne leading. We're in the bottom of the seventh. This one has taken a while for how quick our half innings have gone, but Lansing has not mustered a run yet. The 0-1 pitch. Up high, Maciel bends back out of the way and turns the head, 1-1. Gabriel Maciel, 0-2 tonight. Fly out in the third and the fifth. Walked in the first, but then was thrown out at first base. Lugnuts have been picked off twice tonight at first by the lefty, Robert Hassel. The pitch. Flied out to center, not deep. Backing up is Dale, the shortstop. He calls off both the left and center fielder. Rozier and Hassel makes the catch. And Lansing leaves the bases loaded. They have left now seven stranded tonight. We're through seven. Fort Wayne 2, Lansing none.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcos Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go nuts.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Two to nothing, Fort Wayne leading as we bring you back for the top of the eighth. Daniel Martinez takes over. First pitch, kicked back, foul, strike one to Augustin Ruiz. What an outing tonight for Osvaldo Berríos. As he goes seven strong, gives up the five early hits in the first two innings and the two runs, but that's it. The pitch, swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes on Augustin Ruiz. Saheed Valenzuela has come in at third, by the way, to take over for Joshuan Wright. The pitch, high breaking ball, stays up. One ball, two strikes. Joshuan just was pinch hit for by Johnny Butler in that last half inning as they left the bases loaded. And it's still 2-0 Fort Wayne. 1-2. That's up high. Two balls, two strikes. So your infield now, Valenzuela at third, Drew Swift at short. Eribe Angeles at second, and Tyler Soderstrom at first. Outfield remains Maciel, Clark, and Butler from left to right. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss from Ruiz. One batter faced, one strikeout for Daniel Martinez. And just the second strikeout tonight for the Lugnuts pitching. Although Berríos did not give up any walks, only had one strikeout. And he did not give up a base hit from the third through the seventh. How about that? Back to the top of the order for Corey Rozier. Off the end of the bat, foul, strike one. Rozier just threw out Lawrence Butler at home plate to keep this a 2-0 lead for Fort Wayne. As Lansing had the bases loaded with one out, couldn't get a run in. Trying to score on the single from Armenteros. This is swatted high out to left center field. Back goes Clark and Maciel. It's Maciel to his left and makes the catch knee high. Two away in the eighth. Daniel Martinez, ERA up near 12 through 15 games. He's given up 6 home runs, 17 walks, 13 strikeouts, but he's looked good so far through these first two batters. Here's Robert Hassel. Squares to bunt, misses, strike one. Robert Hassel the third. 2-0 Fort Wayne in the top of the eighth as we push just towards the 9 o'clock hour. Out here in Lansing, Michigan in the Eastern time zone. Here comes the 0-1 pitch from Martinez. Sent out to center field. Clark turned around, now turns around the other way. And did he hold on to it? Yes, he did, as he slid to the front of the warning track and lost his cap. He turned around 2 different times, but still made the catch. And it's a 1-2-3 eighth for Daniel Martinez. Well, let's head to the bottom of the eighth. Lansing trailing 2-0.
Makes essential workers essential.
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ball is doing. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Lansing trailing as we bring you back for the bottom of the eighth. Edwin Bencomo back out there to face Drew Swift. He's ahead in the count. No balls, one strike. Second pitch. And that misses just wide. One ball, one strike. Adam Jackson here tonight. Appreciate you joining us on this Tuesday evening. Lansing back home the first of 12 straight games. 6-1 against Fort Wayne. Next pitch comes inside. Two balls and a strike on Drew Swift. Swift tonight, 0-3 at the plate. Bencomo set from the stretch, bends down, lifts the leg, throws. Strike two in there on Swift. Fastball at 87. Lugnuts have had 5 hits tonight, just had the bases loaded with one out. They have not been able to score, though. The pitch. Line down the right field side, but tailing foul as it caroms off the Sparrow Stairs, and it stays 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lugnuts tonight 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position. That's not going to get it done. Hopefully they've got some late magic as they did in their last game at West Michigan. Time called by home plate umpire Jared Molman as Bencomo was getting set to come home. The hits tonight from Butler, Anhele, Soderstrom, Wright, and Armenteros. Inside as Swift raises his arms, and that is going to be ball 4. They had a pitch infraction on Bencomo that they just issued. That was why the time was called by moment, so that becomes ball four. And again, Lansing has their leadoff man on. It's the fifth time tonight Lansing has had their leadoff man on in their eight innings at the plate. The pitch, Soderstrom bounces one foul, first base side, heads towards the Lugnuts dugout. 2-0, Fort Wayne leading. We're in the bottom of the eighth. It's very similar to what we felt at West Michigan on Sunday. Feels like Fort Wayne is dominated, but they're only up by two runs. Tying run at the plate right now. 0-1. Swing and a tapper foul back behind the plate. No balls, two strikes on Tyler Soderstrom. Green Oakland Athletics ankle guard on his front right foot. White and black Nike spikes on his feet. Elbow guard on that front right arm. 0-2. Lifted deep, out to left center field. Carrying Rozier going back towards the wall. Runs out of room. It's off the top of the wall. Swift rounding third. Here he comes. The throw from Dale is high. Swift sides in safely. Soderstrom tries to get to third, and he's cut down. It's done. Applies the tag. But Lansing on the board thanks to the RBI double from Tyler Soderstrom. Well, it's the second time that Lansing has run into the first out of the inning at third or home plate in back-to-back half innings. But Soderstrom does drive in the first run. It's a 2-5 put out at third base. And now instead of runner at second with nobody out, the bags are clear. Lansing is on the board. Swatted out to left, but up in the air shallow. Back goes the shortstop, Dale. And backpedaling makes the catch. Two outs. Soderstrom hammered that ball out to left center. If it's 5 to 10 feet to the left, it might tuck into home run hill. Instead, went off the 20-foot wall just above the Dean Trailway sign. That's right between the batting cage entrance here at Jackson Field. Here's Lawrence Butler. The pitch way inside as he dances out of the way. Ball one. Well, Lansing scored two in the eighth on Sunday at West Michigan and then one in the ninth. Do they have another run in them? Either in this half inning or maybe some ninth inning drama. The 1-0. Kicked back off the netting. 1-1. Lawrence Butler has had a great game. Reached all three times. Couple of walks and a double. Extending his on-base streak to nine games. 1-1. Lifted back, foul to our left. And a nice grab by one of the fans down there after the ricochet. There he is. Great grab down there. One ball, two strikes on Butler. Stirs that bat in front of him, the pitch. Swing and a miss, off speed, away and low, and that's going to do it for the Nuts. And Lawrence Butler, who's tagged down for the first time tonight, second strikeout for Ben Como. Lansing does get a run thanks to the RBI double from Tyler Soderstrom scoring Drew Swift. It's 2-1 Fort Wayne as we head to the ninth inning.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Trayson Kubo comes in for the ninth inning, 2-1, Fort Wayne leading. And it's a one ball, one strike count on Lucas Dunn, who bats from the right side. Kubo's third offering, swing and a miss, and it's strike two. Trayson Kubo trying to keep this a one-run game for the Lugnuts, who hope to have some comeback magic in the eighth. The pitch, fly foul, right field side, and up and out of play. 1-2. Kubo been one of the more reliable arms out of the pen this year for the Nuts. Hopefully can put up a zero in this ninth inning. Next pitch. Lifted. Foul territory. Soderstrom coming back in the bottom half of the eighth. And Valenzuela says, take this. Launch that out to right field. Next pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. O-2 pitch. That's down low. One ball, two strikes. Reminder, we're going to be back here again tomorrow, 7:05. It'll be Ryan Burgert and Mac Lardner, the two that will go for the Nuts and the Tin Caps. Game 2 of 6 this week. 1-2. Way up and outside. Two balls, two strikes. Lansing hoping that they're up 1-0, but they'll have work to do in the bottom of the ninth. Now trailing by 2. Pitch home. Checked it. Did he go? No. 3-2 on Dale. Kubo comes set on the hill. And the payoff pitch. Kicked back up over the sweets and out of play. Jared Dale tonight, 1-for-3, had the RBI single way back in the first to give Fort Wayne their second run at the time. Base is clear, one out, the pitch. Off the netting. And it remains 3-2. As Trayson Kubo tries to figure out how to get Jared Dale out here in this ninth inning, Lansing will have 6, 7, and 8 coming up in the bottom half. The pitch. Hammered out to left field, and that's down for a base hit to the left of Maciel. Comes over, cuts it off, and sends it back in towards second. Back-to-back hits off Kubo in the ninth. This one just a single after he just gave up the homer, but one on with one out for Jared Dale. Second hit tonight. So now here comes Matthew Acosta. Kubo's pitch home. On the ground, that's through the left side, into the left field. Base hit number 2, third straight hit for Fort Wayne. And they are finding some swings here against Trayson Kubo in the ninth. First and second with one out. By the way, we asked you a trivia question back in that fifth inning, actually. How many lug nuts promoted to AA this year with three going up? Hogan Harris, Jeff Criswell, Austin Beck. They would be half of the total, six this year. David Leal was the first to get promoted, followed by Brett Harris. Then Marty Bikina started in AAA, came back to Lansing, and now has gone back up to AA. And then, of course, today, Hogan Harris, Jeff Criswell, and Austin Beck moving up the ladder. So six total lug nuts up to AA this year. How about it? Some really good years for those six so far. The pitch home. That's up high and outside. Ball one to Jack Stronach. 0 for 3 tonight. Fort Wayne has exploded for three hits after not having any hits since the second inning. The pitch. That's outside. 2-0. Berríos didn't allow any base runners between the third and the seventh outside of an HBP, and then quickly got a double play right after that to erase the HBP. He was lights out through those innings. Next pitch. Twisting down the left field side. Long run for Maciel. Coming over into foul territory. Makes the catch. Braces against the wall and quickly gets it in. And there's the second out of this ninth inning. Great grab by Maciel on the run. So now Calvin Malayan will come up in the top of the ninth. 3-1 Fort Wayne. They're out hitting Lansing now 8-6 with these three straight hits they just collected from Valenzuela, Dale, and Acosta. Kubo set from the stretch, the pitch. Down low, ball one. It'll be Denzel Clark, Lázaro Armenteros, and Eurybio Angeles, the three scheduled hitters for the Nuts in the bottom of the ninth inning. The 1-0. Down low. Two balls, no strikes, and Kubo for a second straight batter is behind 2-0. Fort Wayne with runners at first and second and two outs. Kubo trying to keep this a two-run game. Next pitch. Pours it in for strike one. Melian is 1-for-3 tonight. Base hit in the second. Lined out to Maciel in the fourth. And then flew out to him in the seventh. Kubo's 2-1. Check swing called. Strike two. And Kubo right back in this count. Great work. Well, Trayson gave up the home run. But trying to keep that the only tally in this ninth inning for Fort Wayne. First and second. Two outs, the 2-2 pitch from Kubo. Reached on and sent towards short. Swift waits on it, throws to second for the short out, and just does get the force. And Matthew Acosta by about half a step or half a slide. All right, we head to the bottom of the ninth. Lansing needs two to tie. It's 3-1 Fort Wayne.
You've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Last call for the Lansing Lugnuts in the bottom of the ninth. It's 3-1, Fort Wayne leading. Let's see if they can get something going. They just scored a run in the eighth. Ramon Perez is the new man on the hill to take over for Edwin Bencomo. And the newest Lansing Lugnut, Denzel Clark, the man that will face him first. Lefty on righty, the pitch. A little bit wide, ball one. Clark 0 for 2 tonight. Did walk in his last at bat, though. Perez set, and the pitch home. Slides in off the plate. Two balls, no strikes. The 2-0. That's in there on the inner half of the plate. Strike one. Perez with an ERA up over 8 this year through 6 games. 7 2/3 innings pitched. She's given up 7 earned runs. No homers, but 5 walks, 8 strikeouts. Opponents batting about 260 against him. 2-1. Low and inside, and it's 3-1 on Clark. Well, in his Lugnuts debut, he's had a couple of nice grabs, had a walk, reached on a fielder's choice, also stole a bag. Does not have that first hit, but he may not need it here to get on. 3-1 pitch. Swats it foul out of play, and it's 3-2. Lugnuts looking for a second straight comeback win, but all imperative that that leadoff man gets on. Bring the tying run to the plate. Payoff. Down low, inside, ball four, and Clark is aboard. Second walk for Denzel Clark. And now it's Lázaro Armenteros. Lansing, when trailing after 8 innings this year, 1-22. They'd love to get that second, though. Armenteros digs in. The pitch home. Fastball misses away. Ball one. Lázaro's 1-for-3 tonight. Nearly got Lansing their first run, but Lawrence Butler tried to come around second on the base hit from Armenteros, and he was gunned down at the plate. Next pitch. Checked it. High, called strike one at the letters. Lugnut fans didn't like the call, but Jared Molman thought it came in right there at the chest for that first strike. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss from Armenteros. He came out of his stance to go after that one. He was looking for a tie game. 7 home runs this year from Armenteros. He's capable of doing it. Lugnut's best swing tonight came from Tyler Soderstrom, who went the opposite way off the 20-foot wall in left center. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Armenteros is down on strikes. One out in the ninth. Well, that is a good way to bounce back after opening the frame with a walk. And now it's a rebound on Hales. Stands in from the right side. Pitch one. Bends way in. Good knockdown by Valenzuela to keep Clark at first base. Perez comes in to replace Bencomo, who went 2 innings, giving up 1 run on 2 hits with a walk and 2 strikeouts. The 1-0. In there at the knees on the outer part of the plate. Strike one. Anjales doubled on the first pitch he saw in the third, lined out in the fifth, reached on an error in the seventh. Lansing trails 3-1 in the bottom of the ninth with one out and Denzel Clark at first base. The pitch. Swing and it's kicked back foul. 1-2. Remember, it'll be Saheed Valenzuela to come up for the first time after Anjales. as Josh Wainwright was pinch hit for by Johnny Butler, and then Valenzuela came into the game at third. Has not had an at-bat yet. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss as that tailed away from Angeles out of the zone. Two outs. Good looking pitch right there from Perez. And Fort Wayne now one out away from getting a series opening victory. So Valenzuela steps in from the right side. The pitch. Low and outside. Ball one. Some missed opportunities here for Lansing if they can't come back and find a way here. They've had the hits, had runners at second and third. Didn't get anybody in. Bases loaded, one out. Didn't get anybody in. The pitch. That's in there. Strike one. Did get a run in the eighth, but trail 3-1 here in the bottom of the ninth, down to their last out with Clark at first base. Valenzuela waits from the right side. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. And it's 1-2. Valenzuela 8-49 this year. Average just up over 160. Fans trying to get behind him here. The lefty Perez is 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and Valenzuela goes down, and so do the Nuts in the opening game of this six-game set with Fort Wayne. Three straight strikeouts for Ramon Perez to shut things down in the ninth, and Fort Wayne gets a well-earned 3-1 victory in game one of this six-game set. Well, it was a pitcher's duel throughout, and give credit to Osvaldo Berríos, who went toe-to-toe with Robert Gasser, but Lansing just didn't have enough offense. They got the one run in the eighth inning, and that was it. So the Lugnuts fall here 3-1 in the series opener against Fort Wayne. Three runs on eight hits and no errors for Fort Wayne. One run, six hits, no errors for Lansing. And we will take a quick break, come back, post-game show as Lansing again falls to Fort Wayne 3-1 in the series opener at Jackson Field.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Adam Jackson back with you post-game as the Lansing Lugnuts fall in the series opener to Fort Wayne 3-1. Lansing out hit 8-6, and we're trailing throughout this one thanks to a two-run first as we kind of take you back through things and how this one played out. Osvaldo Berríos got the start tonight, and he pitched admirably, but it didn't start well. He gave up a couple of doubles to open the game to Rozier and Hassel, and immediately it was 1-0 for Wayne. Then with two outs, Jarrett Dale batted in Hassel to make it 2-0. And it looked like maybe Fort Wayne was going to run away with this here as they got two more hits in the second, but Berríos stranded runners at first and third after two, and then he would not give up another base hit in his outing, going 7 innings. And from the third on to the seventh, he allowed an HBP in the fifth. He was up 0-2 on Augustin Ruiz, hit him, but then doubled him off a couple of batters later. He was the only base runner to reach. Berríos with a 1-2-3 third, a 1-2-3 fourth, even a 1-2-3 fifth, sixth, and seventh after giving up that HBP. So if he doesn't hit Ruiz there, he would have got 15 straight outs. 15 of 16 batters between the third and the seventh. Berríos, by far, his best performance of the year as he goes 7 strong tonight, gives up 5 hits, 2 runs, no walks with a strikeout, and 83 pitches of work, 54 for strikes for Berríos. But the Lugnuts, unfortunately, just could not get enough offense as they were able to get one, but that was it. And unfortunately, Fort Wayne comes in and shuts down Lansing's offense, which doesn't happen very much here at Jackson Field. The Lugnuts would not get on the board until the eighth inning. An RBI double from Tyler Soderstrom scored Drew Swift. The Lugnuts had opportunities in the fourth, second, and third with two outs, couldn't score. They had the bases loaded with one out in the seventh after that first out was at home as Lawrence Butler got thrown out trying to score. So they settled for the one run in the eighth. And then Ramon Perez came in the ninth, and after a leadoff walk to Denzel Clark, he would strike out the side. Armenteros, Angeles, and Saheed Valenzuela all going down. And Lansing again falls here 3-1 at home to open up this six-game set as the Lugnuts will look to get some payback tomorrow. But again, final score 3-1. Osvaldo Berríos, 7 innings. He unfortunately is going to suffer the loss here, even though he pitched tremendously after those first 2 innings. Drayson Kubo came in, gave up the home run to Brandon Valenzuela in the ninth to wrap things up and give Fort Wayne a two-run advantage in that ninth inning. And Lansing couldn't get any closer. So that's how it ends tonight. Lansing didn't give up any walks tonight and only gave up 8 hits, but they were only able to score 1 run, and Fort Wayne able to get 3. So, as we still wait for the final totals here from Jackson Field, we are going to say goodnight to you and appreciate you stopping in on your Tuesday. We'll be back tomorrow, Wednesday. It's a dog days of summer. Tomorrow, 7:05. It'll be the righty Ryan Burkert against the lefty Mack Lardner for the Nuts as they look to even up the series. Lansing now 22-36 in last place in the Midwest League East Division, while Fort Wayne jumps a game up on them at 23-35. Thanks so much for joining us tonight at Jackson Field. I'm Adam Jackson saying good night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow evening from Michigan State Capitol.